Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. This voice note that you're about to hear from the past is the most vulnerable voice note that you will have heard thus far on the podcast. While there are earlier episodes of me explaining the process of my awakening, including my separation and beginning of divorce, this is a voice note that details the shock and the grief that occurred on the night that I received an email that asked to start a separation that day while we were still in the same house. And to be fair, I had just finished my first program launch and I bought myself dinner, asked if my former partner, my former husband, if he wanted to celebrate with me. And he said no. And I opened up some champagne and celebrated by myself, had a bit too much champagne, and then told him in a way that only drinking champagne can do, that I was not happy with the way things were, in that he wasn't celebrating with me. And we had already had some issues that you can hear in other episodes. But then by the end of the night, I received an email that asked for a formal separation. And that night he moved out of the bedroom into a spare bedroom that we had. And so you are hearing a voice note from the next day. And it just is, again, a very vulnerable share of the shock and the grief and what the mind does when we are put into these circumstances. And you can see my effort in trying to stay as abundant as possible and to hold to the beliefs that I am creating for myself. And also be in the midst of a very real human experience. And this shock, this grief, this realization that everything has changed. While everything changes all the time, we have moments in life where big, big life changes happen. And oftentimes these are our awakenings, where life gets so disrupted that we can't help but move into a state that awakens us into something different, whatever that is. And so this is that beginning voice note for you. And while I was re-listening to it, I was thinking about, well, what could I say to uplift this for you as the listeners? And what came was, this is real life. This is life. Suffering, awakening, struggle. This is life. There's nothing else to say other than, sometimes You just have to be exactly where you are. Not try to sugarcoat it. Not try to say, oh, if she only knew in a year and a half, things would be different. But just allow yourself to be in this moment. And when we do that, and we don't make any other stories around it or try to slap a happy face sticker on it, there are so many beautiful things that come out of that. That honestly, even looking back at it after a year or so, I still know that I haven't fully gleaned everything. And that doesn't mean I need to go back and try to glean everything. But it means that if you are there in this moment in some sort of massive life change, just be there. Just sit with it. Just listen to what it has to say. I hope that you enjoy this episode. I hope that it resonates with you. I know it will on whatever level it's meant to. Thank you for listening.
It's almost like this continuous shock.
Having more information is so good, but like, the mind just goes crazy with it. Like,
if I do this, then that might happen. If I do that, that might happen. And I've been thinking a lot, and it's been coming up a lot for me, this whole, like, decision. All in a hell yeah response is when you have the decision made. And I feel like, especially when it's not necessarily my decision, of course, everything is my decision, my choice, but it just feels so weird. Why, on the night that I end my first launch, and I feel pretty good about it, right? Pretty happy, pretty good about it. Why then would this all occur? I mean, I kind of know why, but meaning like we got into an argument that night and that's when the email came. I can feel my mind racing to make meaning. And it's not even like a societal meaning. It's like a survival meaning. Some complete change of life. This complete change of station. And here I was bebopping along just like, okay, even if this happens, I would assume that these things would occur so that way I could stay here in this place for at least another year and be. And maybe to an extent I can, right? Like, if my housing is taken care of and all I have to do is figure out how to live outside that. But before that, it's just all this stuff. Will it be the full year? You know, like, so much depends on somebody else. I don't know, it just is really rough. All this trust, right? Like, all this trust that I had in somebody so easy too for me to fall back into like this, I don't know, like complete and utter questioning of everything, right? I won't stop doing what I'm doing. No matter what, I won't stop doing what I'm doing. But it might look a lot different now. And maybe it's all supposed to look different. But I don't want to leave Monterey. And then I think, like, this whole different way of looking at things and being abundant and stuff. Like, it just, it is all of what I want. And it is all that I believe. It is all that I believe. But right now, being smacked in the face with some of this stuff that's here, right, is just so seemingly paradoxical to it. And again, my ego is very like, how could we possibly have gotten here? And no answer is right. You know, I mean, there's no right or wrong answer here, which would should be kind of like empowering. But it's all about the desires, right? It's all about what I desire. And I, man, had certain dreams. Sprung back into like survival mode question. Can you create out of survival mode? Probably not as well as you think you could. I'm not sure that this helped at all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.